The jaundice may be over, but she doesn't look right in orange. I won't tell her that, though. I've had a bloody blister of a day at the garage, but no one's asking. She's talking about her work. Put on the patient face. Be patient.
I kept saying it to her.
Good for you.
I don't want the job, it's admin. Who in the name of heaven wants to do more admin? I like teaching. I actually like the kids, the students.
It's sorted then.
No, you know Louise.
Oh, I know Louise.
She has been great. She just wants this head of department thing so much.
She's talking of Louise, drink?
Don't. Anyway, I was as clear as I could be. I don't want the job. I won't stand in her way.
At this point, I tune into the conversation.
Backing up. You're talking about the promotion. You're still in time to go for it.
Technically.
And she's putting pressure on you not to.
You've no idea how much she's done for me at work. She made sure I made every hospital appointment. When I was too ill to go into work, she managed things for me, did my classes, everything.
And now it's payback.
I don't want the job.
And now it's payback time.
When's Fred due in? She texted me she was cooking tonight.
So she's asking you to step aside.
Let's not argue, I know.
Okay, we'll leave it.
Then, when she's not expecting it, and when, to be honest, I'm not expecting it, I say it. Like I had it all planned in my head, the things I say to myself in the shower.
You won't let us sue the hospital for misdiagnosis, for letting us think you were going to die. Not suing them, though we're really worried about money. I cancelled the cruise, the very expensive cruise planned when we thought you... I cancelled it, saved us a packet, get dog's abuse from you... And now you won't go for promotion, increased salary, just to suit Louise, though you're really worried about money. Worried and blaming me for how I handled the finances when you were ill. Crazy? Yes. Oh, yeah.
I go over to the fridge and pour us both a glass of white. We both know who won that round. I kiss her cheek when I hand her the wine. Magnanimous in victory.